Hello, and welcome to Arena Sensei, the Hearthstone podcast to help you become an arena champion. This is episode 66, We Were Prepared for Nothing, Sad Face. I'm Steven Sensei, and this is my co-host,
Schwa.
So the big news finally dropped. It was an onslaught of information that was absolutely brain-melting in quantity and quality. While many were not prepared, sadly, the arena community was. There was absolutely nothing announced related to the arena. But sometimes no announcement is just as informative as a full announcement. Allow us to fill in some blanks.
First, the Tavern Pass was introduced, which will cost $20 US or 2,500 gold, excuse me. It includes all of the Battlegrounds perks and 4 arena tickets. This pass is also included in the larger of the 2 pre-order bundles for Ashes of Outland. While this is clearly intended to generate some revenue from Battlegrounds players, the inclusion of arena tickets may encourage some of the newer Battlegrounds players to try out the arena. And I think for those of us already playing both modes, it is a solid deal. I certainly intend to spend the gold on it.
The following information comes to us from a very trusted source, but as it was not published anywhere, we cannot say that it's completely accurate. But apparently, the former arena goddess known as Hafu had a conversation and spoke with game director Ben Lee and asked if there were any big plans for the arena. Ben was fairly blunt in that the arena wasn't currently a priority. No real huge shock there to arena players. But that the arena is a mode that a group of players do enjoy playing. However, he also said that for people who do enjoy the arena, the new game mode that is coming in Phase 2, which will be with the next set after Ashes of Outland, may be up their alley since it shares some common elements with what makes the arena an enjoyable game experience. In the Year of the Phoenix introduction, the exact quote Ben Lee had was that in Phase 2, they will introduce, quote, a new way to play that uses your collection that will be similar in scope and scale to Arena. Okay, that's huge. Obviously, anything we guess at this point is pure speculation, but it sounds like a replacement for or a huge improvement of the Arena system we have now. Could this be a mode similar to the adventure mode that is used in Runeterra? An actual simulation of table drafting where each player opens a pack, chooses a card, and passes it to the next person in an 8-player lobby like Battlegrounds. Then a double elimination bracket to find out who the winner is. What do you think, Schwal? What are your hopes for a new mode that will be getting sometime between August and December?
I think drafting against humans is certainly a possibility. They could also make a sealed mode that a lot of people have asked for over the years, where you would see all 90 cards that you would like see in an arena deck, but all at once, and then you could build your perfect deck out of that. Or it could be something completely different, obviously. In any case, I'm certainly looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm glad that they're continuing to put development into new things, because new ways to play the game is always good.
Definitely.
But back to our current situation. One of the other huge bits of news was that Hearthstone is getting its first new class since the game launched. The Demon Hunter is being added. What this means for Arena is that starting with the release of Ashes of Outlands and the rotation that will happen at that time, the Arena will have to be standard cards only. This means for this rotation, Basic, Classic, Rise of Shadows, Saviors of Old Doom, Descent of Dragons, Galakrond's Awakening, Ashes of Outland, and the Demon Hunter Initiate set.
This rotation will depend somewhat on Ashes of Outland, of course, but I expect it to remain fairly similar to the current meta. That is, an on average faster midrange or slower tempo, with most of the slower decks leveraging dragons for their value.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get amazing news. The future is hopeful. And speaking of the future, next week we are going to do a deep dive into the Demon Hunter and hopefully get a sense of how we think it's going to fit into the arena. If you've been enjoying Arena Sensei, feel free to leave a review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast listening material from. We really do appreciate you taking the time to listen and write. You can also join us in our Discord at discord.me/arenasensei or write us directly at arenasenseipodcast@gmail.com. Where can the people find you, Schwal?
You can find me in most Hearthstone podcast discords. My battle tag is Schwal1747, and I rarely stream at twitch.tv/Schwally. Where can the people find you, Sensei?
You can find me in a lot of the other Hearthstone discords as well, but if you like, you can follow my Twitter at StevenSenseiHS, and my battle tag is StevenSensei #1107 on the Asia server. Until next week,
see you in the arena.